ISO New England Open to Asset Condition Review Roll Amid Rising Costs, written by John Lamson, and read by an automated voice. With projects to replace deteriorating transmission infrastructure adding billions of dollars to New England electric bills, ISO New England has announced it's open to taking on a limited asset condition reviewer role, intended to help increase oversight on the projects. Given the significant benefits to the region from a robust process and independent review of asset condition projects, we are now exploring the issue further, ISO New England wrote in a memo May 15th. While the scope of the role has yet to be determined, the RTO has insisted it could take on only a strictly advisory role and would not review the prudence of investments or assume any legal liability. The regional transmission owners would retain the right to decide whether to move forward with individual projects. The rising costs associated with ACPs have drawn increased scrutiny over the past 2 years. There are about $6 billion in asset condition projects listed as proposed, planned or under construction in ISO New England's ACP project list, while more than $5 billion in asset condition projects have come online since the start of 2015. According to a 2024 report by the Rocky Mountain Institute, or RMI, asset condition spending in New England increased eightfold from 2016 to 2023 and now makes up a majority of pooled transmission system spending in the region. The high costs are not limited to New England. RMI's report noted that the portion of residential electric bills spent on transmission and distribution increased from 10% in 2005 to 24% in 2020. The bulk of this added spending has gone to local projects, as the U.S. has built far fewer new high-voltage transmission lines in the early 2020s compared to the prior decade. Along with rising costs, New England officials have expressed concern about a lack of transparency and regulatory oversight on the projects, with some arguing transmission owners have abused the process to increase spending. These asset condition projects frequently do not receive oversight from state regulatory authorities, as rebuilding aging assets is often exempt from state regulatory processes, said Claire Wehner of RMI, one of the authors of the Asset Condition Report, speaking at the annual symposium for the New England Conference of Public Utility Commissioners, or NISPUC, on May 20th. While the projects are subject to a prudence review at FERC, the formula rate process provides very few opportunities for oversight of these projects, Wehner added. Some asset condition projects have drawn specific concern from state officials, including a $385 million line rebuilding project proposed by Eversource Energy in New Hampshire. Recently, a couple of projects presented at the NEPA Pool Reliability Committee highlight potential discrepancies in how transmission owners approach asset condition projects. Vermont Electric Power Company, or VELCO, a transmission company collectively owned by the state's distribution utilities and structured to return profits back to customers, proposed to replace 41 wooden structures on a 115-kilovolt line, with a projected cost of $5.80 million. At the same meeting, Eversource, an investor-owned utility company, presented an update on a project to replace 41 wooden structures on a couple of sections of 115-kilovolt line in Connecticut. The project's estimated cost is over $16 million, more than double the cost of VELCO's similar project. While Eversource serves roughly half the load in the region, it's responsible for 79% of all spending in New England on ACPs that have come online since 2015, according to ISO New England data. The company has stressed its investments are critical to preserving the reliability of its aging grid. Inconsistent decision and design standards across transmission owners that lead to notable cost disparities between the same or very similar asset condition projects is just bad behavior, said Commissioner Carrick Johnson of the Vermont Department of Public Service, or DPS. Prior to taking his position as a DPS commissioner, Johnson held several senior roles at VELCO. Bad behavior by any New England transmission owner impacts every customer in each of the six New England states, Johnson said, adding that this undermines trust in the entire regional collaborative transmission enterprise and punishes those least able to pay. Johnson added that he recently reviewed six ACPs flagged as the most needlessly expensive by the New England States Committee on Electricity, or NESCO, finding that the cost delta between that which would have been expected for these projects and that which was submitted for each of these projects totals nearly $500 million. He said he based his review on VELCO cost analyzes and accounted for the varying costs typically seen in different states and utility service areas. ISO New England previously expressed reluctance about taking on an asset condition oversight role, arguing it is not a regulatory entity. However, following discussions with the states and transmission owners, ISO New England said it is comfortable taking on a limited reviewer role. Ann George, Chief External Affairs and Communications Officer at ISO New England, said the RTO's board met the prior week and offered support for continued discussions about ISO New England having an asset condition review role. George stressed the importance of limiting the role to a non-regulatory, advisory function, but said it could provide additional information and address some of those concerns about information asymmetry, and then people could take that information to FERC or take it to another forum and make the case. NESCO and the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office, along with transmission owners Avangrid and National Grid, offered public support for the concept following the announcement. NESCO expects that the asset condition reviewer will provide states and stakeholders with an independent, objective review of asset condition proposals, including needs, solutions, and cost drivers, NESCO wrote. ISO New England's asset condition reviewer should provide information necessary to enhance confidence in the proposed investments or in the alternative, information that others would be able to rely on in challenging a project. NESCO added there remains a core need to better incorporate asset condition needs into the regional planning process, which could enable those projects to be appropriately sized in anticipation of the need for more transmission capacity. ISO New England has estimated new transmission to meet load growth through 2050 could cost up to $26 billion. In March, NESCO asked FERC to direct the creation of an independent transmission monitor, or ITM with a broader scope, intended to support the efficacy and efficiency of transmission planning and cost transparency. Some stakeholders also have supported the concept of a monitor with authority to review the prudency of transmission projects. ISO New England has expressed concern about having a separate independent entity overseeing the RTO's planning processes and has resisted taking on anything more than an advisory role. At the NESPUC Symposium, some stakeholders expressed interest in state or federal regulatory changes to go along with a new asset condition reviewer role for ISO New England. There's definitely additional work that FERC could do to improve its formula rate-making process, said Wehner of RMI. Wehner said this could include looking at the automatic presumption of prudence that transmission projects get through formula rates and maybe reconsidering that for some of these projects if they are not being adequately reviewed at the state level. Johnson of the Vermont DPS expressed his hope the states pass individual review of asset condition projects like we have in Vermont. In Massachusetts, Governor Maura Healey, or D, recently introduced a bill that would allow the state's Energy Facilities Siting Board to review any proposed reconductoring, replacement or rebuilding of a transmission facility or group of transmission facilities on an existing transmission corridor that has an estimated cost of at least $25 million. As state officials consider other changes to the asset condition process, ISO New England has said it's considering adding the evaluation and creation of an asset condition review role to its 2026 work plan. Following the ISO's assessment and the development of any preliminary framework, we plan to bring that proposal to our stakeholder community for discussion and feedback, it added. For ACPs proposed in the interim period before a reviewer role can be established, Johnson asked representatives of the transmission companies at the NESPUC Symposium to commit to answering all outstanding stakeholder questions before proceeding with a project. Representatives of each company signaled their agreement to the commitment.